Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg Crew. Chris Kellogg with Lopez. Dean has got the morning off, and Lopez in with your latest gossip headlines, all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can purchase or refinance your home with great mortgage rates right now. See how low they are. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right. What do we have this morning, Lopez? What's going to shock us? Especially this Kanye story you got coming up.
Yeah, Kanye West talked to Forbes magazine and said a lot of stuff. Some of the highlights from this, like he's not going to be Democratic Party or Republican Party. He's the birthday party because here's why. Because when we win, it's everybody's birthday.
Going for president.
So, that's one of the things. He also told Forbes that he's got a campaign slogan. He said, well, my second album is called Late Registration. I got a rap. The other thing is my campaign is Kanye West. Yes, not yep, not yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Huh.
And another thing on taxes, he says he hasn't decided whether he'll raise or lower the taxes. Says, I haven't done enough research on that yet. That makes, you know, that's a good statement. He said, I will research with the strongest experts that serve God and come back with the best solution. That will be my answer for anything that I haven't researched. I have the earplug, and I'm going to use that earplug.
Wow.
So I'm not sure what that means exactly.
He's trying to use God. I use Google a lot of times
for certain answers. I'm not sure if the earplug is to God or to other people. I'm not sure, but he's got the earplug.
Huh. Okay. So, I just wonder if he's going to, with the birthday party, I wonder if he's going to wear a birthday suit. The inauguration.
I mean, if we...
Hope not.
Yeah. So after that, on that note, some scary news. Glee actress Naya Rivera is missing. Her four-year-old son, Josie, was found floating alone in a rented boat on Lake Hero in Ventura County yesterday. So the Daily Mail had information on this, saying the local sheriff's department responded to a report of a boy alone on a boat yesterday. And another boater spotted a boat there just kind of hanging out and said the kid was alone and sleeping on the boat. Now, according to Josie, who, like I said, is four, they weren't swimming, but Naya didn't get back on the boat and she wasn't wearing a life vest, but Josie was. And a search and rescue team were looking for her last night, and they're going to resume this morning. So
does not
we're
sound
not sure
promising.
What's going
on. Yeah. Hopefully she's okay.
Yeah, hopefully we'll find out soon. The 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is not going to take place. It's going to take place, but it's going to be happening virtually in November. So they've just decided this year that the live induction will air virtually on HBO on November 7th. They said they want to protect everyone's safety and their health, which is a great idea. So you'll be able to check that out virtually. They're still going to have people do a bunch of contributions to music and all this stuff. So it'll be an easy way to still, you know, people can still perform in front of their laptop or whatever it might be. So you'll be able to see that. And some of the inductees, Depeche Mode, Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Notorious B.I.G., and others.
Wow, Depeche Mode. I haven't heard about them in a while. All right, cool. Then check it out.
Too long.
Uh-huh.
And finally, Sacha Baron Cohen. He hasn't been doing this as much as he used to, as far as I know, pranking people, but he tried to do it with Rudy Giuliani, and it almost got him arrested. Page Six says that Rudy was doing an interview, and apparently it was a fake interview, and he thought everything was legit on Tuesday when he went to the hotel to do the interview with someone, and there was a woman there, started things off, and then someone busted in a wild outfit and a pink bikini, And Rudy did not recognize him right away when this guy came in yelling and screaming, so he called the cops. And then Sacha Baron Cohen got away, and then he said, "I only realized later that it was Sacha Baron Cohen."
Oh, okay. So, sounds like Borat. I don't know, boy. So,
I don't know what was going on with that, but yeah, his prank almost got him arrested.
Pretty much happens in every hotel room, right?
I mean, in my whole life, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not strange.
6:40. We'll have Fresh Dirt in an hour at 7:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Another great reason to stick around. Gary McKinstry will be in the studio. Our psychic will be here in just a matter of moments taking your phone calls. But first, we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can purchase or refinance your home with great mortgage rates. Check them out now. There's more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right, so Dina's off this morning. Lopez in with gossip. What do you have, Lopez?
All right, some more stuff about Kanye West and his recent Forbes interview. He was talking to the magazine, said a lot of stuff. And one of the questions, is he serious? And he said, absolutely yes. So he is serious about running for president.
That's a relief.
One of the things that I kind of, you know, the interview is a little all over the place. So that's just an opinion. I don't know what you think, but on the way he would run America, I'm right behind him. He says, run the White House like Wakanda from Black Panther. He says, I'm going to use that, which a fictional place, but doesn't matter. I'm going to use the framework of Wakanda right now because it's the best explanation of what our design group is going to be like in the White House. He says, you got Kanye West, one of the most powerful humans. I'm not saying the most powerful because you got a lot of alien level superpowers and it's only collectively that we can set it free.
I mean, come on, this guy's got a great sense of humor, you got to admit.
Let's get back to Wakanda, when the king went to visit the lead scientist, shoes wrapped around her shoes, the amount of innovation that can happen. You know, I kind of like the idea that he likes the technology from Wakanda and hopes that it can be in real life. I hope it can be. So I'll have some more things from that interview coming up at 8:40. Janelle Monáe doing some great stuff helping those hit by the coronavirus outbreak.
Yeah.
UPI says that her Wanda Lunch food program, she went out. She's going out and helping out people, handed out fresh meals in Los Angeles to those impacted by the outbreak. She handed out, you know, fruit, vegetables, poultry. She actually brought it to Atlanta as well in Inglewood, California, and she wants to do more meal distribution.
Wow.
So Janelle Monáe, not That's just nice. A talented actress and singer, but also a talented lunch lady, I
yeah,
guess you could
and
say.
Personally delivering. That's great.
I know.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Good for her. Mariah Carey fans, not Mariah Ferry cans, are anxiously awaiting her memoir, which will be released in September. And she wrote a note on Instagram to share how incredibly hard it has been for her. She said, it took me a lifetime to have the courage and clarity to write my memoir. I want to tell the story of all my moments, the ups and downs, the triumphs and traumas. And she said that writing this memoir was incredibly hard, humbling, and healing. My sincere hope is that you are moved by the new understanding, not only about me, but also about the resilience of the human spirit. So kind of a cool thing that we'll be reading coming up later this year.
Huh.
And finally, in the reality TV world, a lot of times people watch because people are bad, but networks have started to rethink that concept with good behavior bonuses in their contracts.
Wait a second. For reality TV stars? I mean, how's that going to get ratings? People love the drama.
I don't know. An insider was talking to Page Six and said the networks aren't looking for a bunch of goody two-shoes, but they're talking more like, because this has been happening a lot, not using racial slurs on social media, not getting into fights with castmates. They say, they quoted, it's not a high bar. But to be getting a bonus to just not be a terrible human being, I guess.
Yeah, maybe there could still be drama. Like, I'm better at charity work than you are.
There can still be drama, but it's just kind of, it's a low bar to that they're putting for these bonuses. So I guess I could get lots of bonuses, I think. Not that I'm a great person, but I'm better than some of them.
All right, we'll talk about that later.
Okay, thanks. We'll talk to the boss. That's your Dirt at 7:40. We got Fresh Dirt in an hour at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Good to have you here. I'm Chris Kellogg along with Lopez, and Dina is off this morning, but Lopez covering Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get more value in the valley. Check out their amazing low, low mortgage rates going on now at pvcu.org. All right, so we got like the Kanye West report all morning long. I know we got more details. What do we have this morning?
Well, he did say a lot of stuff. So here's the latest one. I've got some more things in 640 and 740, and we'll post it all at dinasdirt.com. But in the Forbes interview, he said he no longer wears his Donald Trump Make America Great Again hats. He says, I'm taking the red hat off. One of the main reasons I wore the red hat was as a protest to the segregation of votes in the black community. Other than that, I like Trump hotels and the saxophones in the lobby. So it...
Wow, this was a long Forbes article.
It was super long.
He said a lot of strange stuff. Yeah.
And he also does have a running mate in mind. He chose Michelle Tidball, a preacher from Wyoming who reportedly offers biblical life coaching for $65 for a 50-minute session. So I guess that's who he was once as his running mate. So we'll see how this all works out come November.
At least it's good for more dirt stories.
If he talks like this, yes. Yesterday, we chatted a little bit about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's first day in court with his libel case against the Sun. Well, the court is going on. A lot of details in the Daily Mail about this one. This is a lot of stuff going on. But the court saw pictures of taken by Amber Heard of Johnny's drug and alcohol stuff, like a pint of whiskey, his Skull and Crossbones pill box. She reportedly took the photos at her L.A. home in 2013 before one of their big fights about his alcohol and drug use. And he was supposed to be filming a documentary about Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones as well, I guess. And one of the other claims is that he responded to allegations that he slapped her after she laughed at his Winona Ryder tattoo when he changed it from Winona Forever to Wino Forever. He denies ever slapping her, and let alone over a tattoo. But again, all the details for this convoluted case are with the Daily Mail right now. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are trying to keep things civil after their messy divorce for the sake of the kids. An insider is telling Us Weekly that they are making progress as co-parents. Because a lot of times we wouldn't see them together for a really long time.
Yeah, there's a lot of animosity between the two. But it's good. Like you said, they're getting together for the kids. It's wonderful.
It sounds like they're trying. They said it's been a long road since they separated in 2016. But they've been trying to mend their relationship for the kids. They say there has been progress. It's been ongoing. And earlier this month, we talked about Brad was spotted at Angie's house for the first time since their split. So hopefully they're getting along a little bit better for the kids. The New York Post says Dr. Phil's production company has received up to $7 million in stimulus checks during the pandemic, and that his son purchased a $10 million Beverly Hills mansion. We heard about this a couple of times where some people with a lot of money got a lot of money from the government.
Yeah, they got these loans.
Yep. His net worth is $440 million. So... You know, these were there to save people's jobs. Did he really need that?
You're just kind of scraping by, though.
I know, right? It sounds...
You know...
I think we'll hear a lot more of these come out.
You have a house with only 7 bathrooms.
Exactly. Tough. And finally, I just wanted to throw this in there. Billie Eilish, of course, doing huge in the music world. Well, her mother was chatting with Apple Music, and she said she considered sending Billie to therapy because she was obsessed with Justin Bieber and would cry when she listened to his music.
Wow.
I don't know if she's ever seen teenage, you know, kids just listening to music that they love so much, because this is pretty normal behavior, I thought.
Yeah, you cry to Justin Bieber too, don't you?
All the time when I would listen to his music. Who wouldn't? I mean, if you're obsessed with a musician, an artist, and you would cry to their music, that's pretty normal. So I'm glad that you didn't put her to therapy for that, because I feel like that would, I don't know. I mean, you need therapy for certain things, but loving a musician is not necessarily one of them. But maybe that's
Maybe she had some other issues too. Who knows?
Oh, that's entirely possible. But this is the only one she talked about.
You got to find yourself a Justin Bieber therapist.
Maybe the mom really didn't like Justin Bieber. And that is your Dirt at 840. We'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.